Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Urgent action alert. Tell the U.S. Forest Service to acknowledge the timber industry's threat to southern forests. In response to growing public concern about the impacts of an expanding paper industry in the South, the U.S. Forest Service initiated a two-year study called the Southern Forest Resource Assessment, or SFRA. A draft of the SFRA was released last November, and the U.S. Forest Service is currently taking public comments until February 28th. The U.S. Forest Service has concluded that the overharvesting of southern forests and the intensive management of pine plantations, including chemical spraying of herbicides and fertilizers and the use of genetically modified trees, is sustainable and the real threat is sprawl. Yet the SFRA documents clearly that southern forests are under tremendous pressure from the wood products industry to produce products such as paper. The Southern Forest Resource Assessment documents through the year 2040, 30 million acres of forest will be lost to sprawl and 270 million acres will be cut by the timber industry. The South is producing more wood products than any other single country in the world. Logging is projected to increase in the South by 50% through the year 2040 to supply an increasing share of pulp and engineered wood products. Removal of pines currently exceeds pine growth throughout the region, and removals of hardwoods will exceed growth by 2025. Approximately 1 in every 4 acres of the South's forest will be intensively managed as pine plantations, totaling 52 million acres of pine plantations. From the North Carolina to Texas coast, pine plantations are projected to be the single largest forest management type. The trends outlined in the SFRA have severe implications for quality of life in communities, supplies of clean drinking water, wildlife habitat, and the economic livelihood of small sawmills, value-added wood products businesses, outdoor recreation, and tourism. Speak out against the destruction of our southern forests. Tell the Forest Service to acknowledge the combined threat posed by increased sprawl and the timber industry. No one would argue that the loss of forest to sprawl does not pose a serious threat to forests, but the impacts of big timber companies are exacerbated, not diminished, by increased urbanization as remaining natural forests become even more important to sustaining wildlife populations, water quality, scenic beauty, recreation, tourism, and value-added quality wood products businesses. Please submit your comments immediately, but no later than February 28th. Send your comments to jgreis@fs.fed.us. That's jgreis@fs.fed.us and dwear@fs.fed.us. That's dwear@fs.fed.us. The Dogwood Alliance is a growing network comprised of 60 grassroots organizations in 17 states and concerned citizens from across the nation. We share a mission to protect southern forests and communities by engendering broad-based, diverse support for ending unsustainable industrial forest practices. For more information, contact the Dogwood Alliance, P.O. Box 7645, Asheville, North Carolina, 28802. That's the Dogwood Alliance, P.O. Box 7645, Asheville, North Carolina, 28802, or you can give them a call at 828-251-2525, extension 18. That's 828-251-2525, extension 18. Or you can write to Scott, S-C-O-T, at dogwoodalliance.org. That's Scott at dogwoodalliance, all one word, .org. Or visit their webpage at www.dogwoodalliance.org. Earth First Radio News thanks the Dogwood Alliance for this action alert. And be sure to contact the Forest Service before February 28th. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come